Sikarjunayutadaravindanava Padaravinda Vimukha Swapatam Varisham Manne Tvadarpita Mano Vachane Itartho Pranam Punati Sakulam Natuburimana
Viprat from a Brahmana.
Vishad Guna Yutak,
qualified with 12 rheminical qualities. Namely, following religious principles, speaking truth, controlling the mind and the senses, undergoing austerities and penances, without any jealousy, very intelligent, tolerant, creating no enemies, performing yajna, giving in charity, always full of meditation, well versed in the Vedic study, and observing vows. Arabindanabha, Lord Vishnu, who has a lotus flower grown from his abdomen. Pararavinda, the lotus feet of the Lord. Vimukhat, such Brahman with 12 qualities, but not interested in devotional service of Vishnu. Svapacham, from him, one born in low family, or one who is a dog eater. Varishkam is glorious. Manye, while Prahlad Maharaj considered like that. Tadarpita, one who has given his mind, body, and everything. Surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Mana, mind. Vachana, words. Ihitam, everything endeavoring for the satisfaction of the Lord. Artha, wealth. Pranam, life. Punati, sacrifice. Sa, such person, devotee. Kulam, his family. Na, not. To, but. Bhurimana, one who is falsely thinking in prestigious position. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj continued to think that a Brahman who has qualified himself with all these rheminical qualities, 12 in number, as they are stated in a book known as Sanat Sujata, such a Brahman, if he is not a devotee and averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is especially lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, even. But his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life, everything is dedicated to the Supreme Lord. Such a low person is better than a Brahman, as above mentioned, because such low-born person can purify his whole family, whereas a so-called Brahman, falsely in prestigious position, cannot purify himself.
Vipradhisaraguna jutat Aravindra nabha Padaravindra mimukha Chapatam varishtam. It is regarding of this heart. Kapatam varishtam manne tadarpita manavasane hitasya pranam punati natukulam punati takulam natubhurimana. Mahajana jena tadasta pantha. You see, Prahlad Maharaj is instructed that don't be falsely proud unless you have got the qualification. That is our mistake. Dhamma. Dhamma as a pure life beginning. When we give up dhamma, falsehood, adambitam, humanisam, ahimsa, kanti, ardhavam, this is the beginning. One who is falsely proud, he, what is it called? One should not be falsely proud. Everyone, material world means, everyone is falsely proud. Everyone is thinking, Adhosmi, Dhanavanasmi, Sosri, Namo Sama. Everyone, this is disease. I am the richest, I am the powerful, I am very intelligent. Everything I am. It is called ahankar. Ahankara vimuratma tatta aham iti mannate. This false fact is, when one is absorbed in falsehood, he becomes vimura, restless. Ahankara vimura, sa patta, ham niti mannati. This is falsehood. You have to give up this false prestige. Ahankara must be there, because you are a reality. You are not false. Your body is false, but you are reality. And so, that realization must come. Aham Brahmasmi, not that Ahamkara Vimurata, I am God, I am America, I am India, and this is Ahamkara, this is false Ahamkara. But giving up all this nonsense, prestigious position, God is also thinking, he is in a prestigious position, I am God, I can work very loud, he is also thinking that. Similarly, I also think I am Indian, I am white, I am black, and this. What is the difference? Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Ahankara vimurātmā tattāham iti mannati. He is completely under the control of material nature, and he is thinking falsely that I am very advanced in thought. This is the yoga. So how it is given? When one becomes devotee, manne sadarsita manavati, one who has given everything to Krishna, the avar sannyas, tridanda, that is sadarsita manavati. Tridanda means I am accepting, my Lord, three kinds of excitement from you, that I dedicate my body, my mind, and my vata, my word. This is called Tridanda. You should understand those who are sannyasi. Tridanda sannyasi. Mahavadi sannyasi, they take one dana. Eka Brahma Aditya Anasti. That is their philosophy. Only Brahma is there and nothing else. So I am Brahma. You are Brahma. Mama is there. That is their philosophy. Of course, that is our philosophy also, because everything is Krishna. Nothing, there is nothing except Krishna. Krishna says, is Bhagavad, Maya Tatamidam Sadvam. Everything, fire. But their mistake is that because everything is Krishna, Krishna is everything, therefore everything is Krishna. No, that is mistake. That's Krishna explained. That maya tatalidam sattvam jagat abhakta murtina matthani sarvabhutani naham teku avasthita. This is the mistake committed by the Maharaji. That if everything is in Brahma, then whatever I work in, that is all that. That is not. Krishna says, Raham says, Lavasit. Which like this microphone, it is Krishna. But if I worship this microphone instead of the deity, then I am a fool. Correct. This is the mistake Maharaj is coming. They put the argument, if everything is Krishna, everything is Brahma, so whatever I was saying, that is Brahma. But Krishna says, no, that is not. Everything is myself. This is called simultaneously one and different. Atinta vedaveta. Golokayo nivasati akhiratma bhuta. This is there in the Brahma Sangha. Krishna is always in Golok. That's right. Here is Krishna. He is in Golok. But he is so powerful, omnipotent. This is called omnipotency. In spite of his becoming in Golok, he is everywhere. That is Krishna. That is the difference between Krishna and you, or me. I am here, I am not in upstairs. I am here. But Krishna simultaneously can be everywhere. Ishvara sarvabhutana vidyese arjuna tishtati. So many pretenders, they claim that they are God. I am God. But are you present everywhere? Can you say what I am thinking now? No. That he cannot. It's the eternal God. Dance. How you can become God? If you cannot say what I am thinking now, then how you can become God? God is situated everywhere. Annantarastham paramanushayantarastham. Everywhere. Paramanushayantarastham. Everything within the atom, there is God. So, how can you claim God? Ishvara sarvabhutanam jidyesho dhunatishthati. Then they will answer, I am not in God now. I am God, but Maya. Therefore, I cannot say no. Why you have become under the control of Maya? Then Maya is greater than God. Then how you can become God? Maya is greater than God. So they cannot answer this. Because their theory is foolish, they cannot answer all these things. Actually, unless one is a devotee, he will have all these bad qualities. So, Prahlad Maharaj is thinking himself that I am less than Tapas. This guy Chaitanya Charitamrita author says, Purisher ki haite mahi se lobhist, jagai madhai haite mahi se papit. He says, that I am insignificant, more insignificant than these two worlds. The one that has one in the two. That I am lower than. Purushir, Kikhaite, Mahite, Lobhist. My value is less than the one in the two. This is considered Vishnu. It is not that Kaviraj Goswami is artificially posing in that way. No. He is sincerely. No Vaishnav thinks in that. And very big man. No. He is not Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Tiragati Sunitena Karorati Sahishnana. This is Vaishnava. Even he is exalted more than anyone in this world. Still he thinks himself as less and lower than the one in this world. Prahlad Maharaj Vaishnava he engaged to offer prayer to the Lord, Nrisimhadev. So he is thinking that, what form of prayer I can offer? I am born in a demonic family, low-grade family, and Brahma, he is coming from Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, Janaloka, that is so exalted. He could not satisfy the anger of the Lord, and I am born in low family. How can I do this? This is his idea. But he is taking courage in this way. That is his shastra. It is accepted that even one is born in low-grade family, sapatam. Sapatam means the most low-grade. They are eating pigs. According to Vedic civilization, the pig eater, even cow place eater is given better position. But the pig eater, they are the lowest. Untouched. That's called untouched. Anyway, meat eater is untouchable, but especially the pig eater, kapata. In India, I still even meat eaters. Generally, those are meat eaters. They take meat of such animals like goat, lamb, like. Those are meat. And they never say cow flesh, because cow is protected, gorukta. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, to the meat eaters, also it is said, krisi gorukta avani. Even if you are meat eater, don't eat cow. You can eat other food. But don't eat. There is a supposed of kapata is there. So if you are at all meat eater, you can eat pig, goat, but don't eat cow. That is very sinful. Why it is sinful? Because it's a very, very important animal in the human society. Very important. You get milk and milk products, then your brain becomes very nice, memory starting. That is very important. It is economical. So, sapatam marishta. Who is that sapata? Now, who has given everything to Krishna? Sridanda. That means, if a person coming out of the family of a sapata, dog eater, pig eater, yes, sapata means dog eater. Yes, pig eaters are also better. But the dog eaters, they are the lowest. I think in China and Korea they are very much fond of dog eaters. So, they are the lowest. But here it is true that dog eaters or pig eaters or any low-grade man is not prohibited to become a devotee. That is our Krishna consciousness moment. They without becoming a Hindu or born in India, nobody can become Brahmin, nobody can become sannyasi. But here is the proof. The Shastra says, Sapatam Maristam. The dog eater is also highly praised. When? Pradarsita manavasam. When he sacrifices everything, his body, his mind, his world, only for Krishna. This is called Siddhartha. So why the low-grade man cannot be offered Siddhartha if he qualifies? He has dedicated everything to Krishna. Why he should do qualified? No. That is not the Shastric Indian. Shastric Indian sense is for anyone. Nobody is prohibited to become Krishna conscious. Mahamipasada pasutya, jiti su pavaduna, Krishna says. Krishna says, even Papajan, less than the Sudra. Sudra is also Papajan. Even Oven is called Papajan. According to six. Kriya, Sudra, Pasavan, Kriya, Vaisa. Except Brahmana and Kshatriya, everyone is considered to be low, according to the Vedic. But not that because he is low born, he cannot elevate himself. That is not fair. The present so-called Hindu society is related because if one is born in a higher family, Brahman Kshatriya, he may be less than a supporter, he is accepted as well. That is the form. But then, Shastra does not say that without, even if you are born in a high family, Brahmin family, Kshatriya family, and if you do not act, or if you have not, the qualification of Brahmin, these are 12 qualifications. What is that? These are going to do task or Arvinda. That is explained. What are the 12 qualifications? Dharma, he must strictly hear principles. Dharma begins strictly when one is fully surrendered to Krishna. There begins dharma. Because Krishna says, Karma dharma paritya mamintam saranam bhaja. He says that dharma sanasthapana khaya sambhavami vijayaje. He comes to establish the principles of dharma. And why he is speaking Karma dharma paritya? Why? If he has come to re-establish the principles of dharma, dharma sanasthapana, then why is the sarva so-called dharma? They are not dharma. Dharma means dharman to sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the order that is given by God. That is dharma. But anything so-called dharma, that is not dharma. That you manufacture from anything. That is another. The real dharma, just like I have several times expressed, law means given by the governor. You cannot manufacture law. That is not law. Similarly, dharma means the order given by God. That is not. Just like Krishna says, he said, Jadajadahi dharmasta grani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamaham. When there is discrepancy, misuse of dharma, I appear. So he has appeared, he therefore says that this is not dharma. You who are declaring this is Hindu dharma, this is Muslim dharma, this is Jain dharma, this is Christian dharma, this is family dharma, this is country dharma, so on, and you have created so many dharma. But Krishna says, Sarva dharmān paritya, you give up all this. Then what I shall accept? Māmekam saranam paritya. That is dharma. Otherwise there is no dharma. The Bhagavata also says, dharma prodhita kaitava. The so-called dharma, cheating process, is given up. Kitta, prodhita. Prasishta rūpena uddhita. That is called Paddhita. Siddharthani, this is known in this connection. Atra mukhavanchaopi niyattam. Anyone who is desiring for liberation, that is also cheating. That is also cheating. How can you liberate? You are eternal servant of Krishna. Where is your liberation? You must serve Krishna. That is it. If you don't have Krishna, then you are immediately self-released. Immediately punished. That is very nice. Maya is engaged to punish. Krishna bhuliyadi bhogavansha kare Pasati Mayakari Japoti as well. As soon as one tries to become independent without Sarvam Krishna, that means he is in Maya. He is in Maya. Anyway, Maya is there. It's like as soon as you become a criminal, a thief, immediately you are under the jurisdiction of the police. Immediately. Without this, you may hide yourself for time, but immediately you have become criminal. Similarly, as soon as one is not Krishna conscious, he is immediately a criminal, punished. Therefore, Krishna says, Nama adhuskitanam muha prapadjanti narathama. Maya abhuti. He does not know what he is doing. This rascal, narathama, muha. This muha. Therefore, when he says that a man who is not Krishna conscious, he is narathama, muha. That is a fact. But the word is that, satyanga mriya, priyanga mriya, ma mriya, satyama priyanga. They want, if you can say the truth, but don't say the unpalatable truth. But that is co-palatable. When you speak about spiritual life, there is no such scope. You must speak the truth. Yes. You are asking. Because you are not Krishna conscious, you are asking. Mura. You are sinful. You are lowest of the mankind. Krishna says. Krishna says, Namana Guskitanam Mura. So this is the test. This is the test that as soon as one is not Krishna conscious, immediately he comes to the group of sinful activities, rascaldom, lowest of mankind, Maya of Uttarjana, all knowledge taken away, and the Osuro, you are not the good, and the Kedigar. So, this is not optional, that if I don't take true Krishna consciousness, that is my wish, my desire. No, if you desire in that way, then you'll be punished. You become immediately. You cannot say, it is my optional. I may become a thief, I may remain honest. That's my option. No. As soon as you become thief, you are punished. Similarly, anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is immediately punished. Jaiva jesa gunamani, mama maya durasaya. The punishment will go on in various ways. That is why not. Eirupe brahmanda bhavite kono bhagavan ji. The punishment, this is punishment. See, that is presented by Krishna. Janma mitsu garabhyati dukkha dosanu darsana. This dukkha, janma mitsu, repeatedly to take birth and die. This is punishment. But these rascals, they do not care for it. They have become so rascals that, that mitsu, I shall die because it is nature. Why it has become a myth? Your nature is eternity. They have no brain to understand. They have become so foolish. Nitya sāsratayaṁ nāhannate jhannavāne sarīve. He is spirit, soul. I am soul, you are soul. I am not dying. Nāhannate jhannavāne sarīve. But these foolish persons, they do not know. They accept death, birth and death, old age and disease. There is no remedy. The so-called scientists, philosophers, they cannot give any remedy. The only remedy is Krishna consciousness. That they do not. Taktādi haṁ punarjanma naiti māme iti. That is remedy. You have to become Krishna consciousness. Janma karmam samiti bam jojānāti tattva. Taktādi haṁ punarjanma naiti māme iti tauntya. This is. If you want to be really happy, if you want to be really in your original position, eternity, then you must get to Krishna consciousness. There is no alternative. It is not possible. It is not optional. The more you delay accepting Krishna consciousness, the more you are moved into suffering from this material body. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that the Brahminical qualification is certainly very good within this material world. There are three modes of material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Those who are in the Tamagun, they are the lowest. Murha, Narasama. Those who are Rajagun, they are a little better. They have got some activity. Just like material is the person. But Satagun, they are simply interested in spiritual realization. So, spiritual realization means God realization. Unless one becomes a devotee, the fact in our Indian society, they say Brahman Pandit and Brahman Vaishnava. The Pandit, that is general qualification. Without becoming a Pandit, he is not a Brahman. But above Pandit, one has to become a Vaishnava. Then he is perfect. Brahman. These are the 12 qualifications of the Brahman enunciated in the Dharma Shastra. There are 20 kinds of Dharma Shastra. The most important of the Dharma Shastra is the Manushan. And being all nonsense, such kind of bhakti, ekantiki hare utpataye kalpate, it is simply disturbance in the society. Without full knowledge from the Sutta Sthiti, by sentiment one becomes bhakta. That is not bhakta. Bhakta must be following the regulative principles, the instruction of Guru and so on. So, here Prahlad Maharaj says, the Dadasa Guna. The Dadasa Guna is dharmasya saptamsya damasya tapasya amasadya si sitikya anasuya yagasya dhanana dhiti sutamsa vratani vai dadasa brahmanasya. So, one must be qualified with the 12 qualities. In Bhagavad Gita, it is in 9 qualities. Tama, dama, sattam, saucham, jnanam, vijnanam, asistam, brahma, dharma, sabha. So, you cannot become a Brahmin simply by becoming a son of a Brahma. That is not possible. That is not the intention. Just like he cannot become a high court judge simply by becoming the son of a high court judge. No. You must be qualified how to become a high court judge. Then will be accepted. Not that you cannot say, my father is high court. That is all. No. So, here are the qualities of a Brahma. Visaragana Jita, Vipra, must be the 12 qualities. At least 9 qualities. Then you become a Brahmin. And Narad Muni supports this in another place that jasahi jatlathanam proktam varnabhimanyakam jadiyam natrabi disheta tattena yoganik disheta. Narad Muni says, let us talk of it. He says that these are the qualities of Brahma as described. If these qualities are found elsewhere, unlawful. Suppose a man is born in the Sudra family, but he has developed this quality, then he should be called a Brahmin. And suppose a person is born in the Brahmin family, but he has acquired the qualities of Sudra or Sandal, then he should be called Sandal. This is Narada Muni's statement. And Siddhartha gives his comment upon this sloka that birth is not primary, the quality at that time. So Prahlad Maharaj also explained, Prahlad, it is in the Satya Yuga, long, long, millions and millions. The principle was this, that simply born in a Brahmin family does not become even with quality. He must be a devotee. And a devotee, if he, even if he is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dumb, he is fully qualified. We can discuss today. Thank you very much.